Hello and welcome to the MBS Show Reviews and Discussion Podcast. I am your host, Norman Sanzo. Joining me today is Silver Quill.
Let it end. Let it end now in the here and now, please. We've been at this for quite some time.
Yeah, I mean, I think with great patience come great something. I don't remember the quote.
Great gripeability.
Yes. Also joining us is Jacob.
It's the end, and well, I'm not going to spoil anything because I'm going to say for what I'm going to say later down the line, but it's the end.
Yay. All righty then.
And I feel fine.
All righty then. So anyway, if you guys are wondering what we're talking about, we are going to review My Little Pony, the 2022 comic issue number 10. In this issue, the main five arm with a message from the past thinks that they finally have enough to stop Discord from destroying magic. Probably no. Who knows? Anywho, first impressions are in order. Silver, what do you think?
Well, what can I say? Unfortunately, this issue still suffers from fatigue. This has been the five issue story that lasted 10 issues.
Mm-hmm. And none of them were related to one another beyond the, oh, look, Discord. Remember, Discord.
So, I will say that there is a beautiful moment that brings G5 and G4 together, for which I am quite glad. But ultimately, that feeling of satisfaction, it's like when you play a frustrating boss in a video game. When you finally defeat the boss, instead of triumph or accomplishment, you just feel sort of glad it's done.
Oh, yeah.
Or you feel nothing. Because you wasted so much time that you just wanted it to be over.
Or just that it was more arduous than fun, unfortunately. I felt this recently with God of War Ragnarok.
Oh, yes. Do tell.
The fun.
Because I haven't played it.
Well, just like in the first God of War for PS5. 4? Either way, the more recent, the Norse saga, essentially. There is another Valkyrie Queen.
Another?
Another!
What happened to the one that you had to beat as an optional boss in the first game?
Well, I'm not telling because people might be wary of spoilers, but...
Come on, it's been 10 years! I think it's been 10 years.
Well, I'm talking about Ragnarok.
Oh, Ragnarok. It's
been 10 years from Ragnarok. No. But, essentially, you fight this character. They're even harder, in my opinion, than the first game. So when I finally beat it, which did not even trying to follow the plans online, that didn't quite work, thanks to a patch. So when I finally finished, like, okay, that's done. And I was waiting for a sort of euphoria or feeling a validation of my gaming skills and understanding of how to play this thing, and it was like, nope, you're just done. Oh, okay, what's for lunch?
Hey,
you've been playing, it's dinner now. Oh, goddamn.
All right.
So yeah, I've taken us down a very odd spiral, but it's just that feeling of, okay, we got there. But the endurance needed to reach this point offsets the satisfaction, unfortunately.
All right. I understand. I can feel it. Jacob, what about you?
Yeah, I don't think I have anything else to say, but, well, actually, I do have something to say. I mentioned in the previous issue, we were saying that I was going to bring it up And this issue is going to become relevant at the end because, well, one of the great and good issues that I did like sort of alters its head on this one. You're going to see.
Alright. And as for me, this issue was, I don't know, it was okay. They had a plan, they did it. It's kind of, you can see it from a mile away because of the characters and so on. And yay, I guess. And nothing more to say other than they had a plan and they followed through. And I'm guessing Discord will never make an appearance again.
G-Bot gave that away.
I can.
You know, I mean, it's not,
sorry?
It's not a guess when the comics are done at this phase.
Yeah, but you have,
well,
like, what?
Quote unquote 20? Done. There's only 20 issues, but then they started printing out the quote unquote special issues. Or special stories.
Like, Silver, you have to imagine, like, you have 20 issues that we know of, and then they say that no more Discord, and you think, why no more Discord? Because we can't afford him. Wait, don't you guys own the character? Like, you don't have to pay John Delancey to voice him anymore.
Yeah, you can get that guy from Pony Life.
No, you don't. You just write words into his mouth and he'll use speech bubbles to say it.
Or you use AI.
Probably.
Or no AI.
Oh, man. Silver, this would be a very fascinating experiment for you, right? To train an AI voice, a model, to model your voice and see how that works.
Oh, Norman, if I'm going to train an AI, it's going to be Skynet, but a Luna fanboy.
Oh, man.
But like, so, like, everybody, it's trying to conquer the world, of course, but it's really just trying to get everyone to love Luna.
I mean, everybody loves Luna, right?
Not everybody.
Everybody loves Luna, right?
Oh, we'll fix that.
Yes. It's for the Luna Republic. Yes. Oh, boy. So anyway, where was I? I think this is the line. If you guys have not watched this, read this comic yet, pause here and go do so. Welcome back. Hope you enjoy it. So anyway, last issue, we see our ponies in a cage above a pit of doom, hung by strings or ropes. So we see the genius idea of Sunny jumping up and down like they don't care, trying to see if they have enough momentum to crack the bottom. What's your plan? Like, seriously.
Stamp on the ground. Jump, 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 jump. Move it all around.
Like, okay. I'm not a smart person, per se. But when it comes to being trapped in a box, hung above a really high up cavern, I won't be jumping up and down. Like, what is the plan here?
Well, presumably knock out the bottom and then the flyers catch the two non-flyers before they hit the bottom. Presumably.
But problem is their magic is going, is glitching out. So that...
I never said it was a good plan.
Somebody, please explain this to me. Ay, ay, ay.
Well, I just did. I mean, let's be fair to Sunny that it's a high-pressure situation. She's tackling things piecemeal. First, get out of the cage. Very important. Then you worry about how you avoid impending death on the rocks below.
Alright.
Then.
But, okay, everybody's on board with this. Everybody is working together to be on board with this plan.
Well, maybe not Hitch. He's recognizing the slight flaw in this stratagem.
Hitch is us, the most logical pony of them all. He's like me. Like, guys, do you have another plan? No, I guess we're dying, man. So, yeah. So the plan involves the bunnies coming on top, gnawing on the ropes to kind of make it fall. So using said momentum to go down, and is she accelerating or decelerating the cage?
Well, it would be accelerating the cage. Well, honestly, it's not really a question of speed. Gravity will take care of acceleration. It's more that she's adding tension to the ropes.
But basically jumping up and down will do that. But when the cage falls, I don't think they're making it go faster. I think they're trying to slow it down to a point where they don't crash. But they drop hard enough for the cage to pop open. Which is... I'm not 100% sure if this is a good plan or a terrible plan, but it's a plan.
Well, it's the question of, can you have your cake and eat it too? You can either land safely or break the cage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can have it both ways.
Unfortunately for you, Silver, they're having it both ways.
Well, now that's just frustrating.
Yeah. So, anywho, after escaping the cage, Zip here just says, we're gonna... how do I put this? She says, like, okay, we gotta climb up the wall because we're down here. So, the walls look unstable. And true to her word, one of the walls breaks and she loses her footing and falls. But the bunny saved her. Yay! And kidnapped her. Oh no! Somebody go save her! They're bringing her into a dark cave. Oh no, whatever they're going to do. Guys, do you know that bunny multiply?
But not like that. Thank you very much, Norman.
No, get that out of your mind.
Normally I'm the one going all the super dark or freaky deaky.
why can't I do it?
Because you're supposed to be the young, innocent soul that I slowly corrupt.
Oh, he's working then.
Yeah, I'm going to say slowly is no longer the operative word.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, I'm behaving. So the guys see this and like, wait, where are the bunnies taking her? So I think Hitch just says, the bunny wants us to follow them. You don't say. So they do, and it seems like there's a really bad drop. So, well, they kind of have to save her, so they do. They go down, and it seems that there's some kind of air pressure that pushes them up, and they arrive to the spot where they see Discord, and Discord is monologuing about, oh, how after this, nobody will... be unequal, everybody be the same, blah 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 blah, and so on. And suddenly Discord realized that the crystal is glowing. Ha! I see that you managed to escape. And well, Discord still having powers, managed to stop Sunny from grabbing the stuff, and him also using his stretchy arms to put the ponies, or at least the flyers, onto a rock near the lava. Oh no, whatever should they do? And with Hitch, he does the same thing too. And Zip here, sorry, Pip here, Pip? Yes, no, Izzy, oh my god. Izzy here uses her ultimate weapon of You Got Mail. And it's a video of Fluttershy scolding Discord and telling him not to do this. And once he sees the video, he realized that, oh no, I'm doing this wrong. And Izzy is talking to him and just reassuring him that whatever you're doing is not right, and Fluttershy don't want you to do this, so please stop. Also, technically Izzy is having the same problem as what Fluttershy had, and had the same feeling as how Discord is, but on this adventure Izzy discovers that her friends are there for her with her ups and downs and so on, and Discord falls and gives the crystal back, and the day is saved. So I'm gonna stop here and ask you guys, what do you think of this, guys, man? Like, it feels like this could have been finished in issue number 5.
Well, technically, this is the 5th issue talking about it, but for reasons I still don't understand, they threw in filler.
Why? Oh, God. In G4, they could have done this in issue 4. And the best we could have complained was, that fell a bit too fast.
Yeah.
Now it's the slow burn.
And I feel nothing but that.
It's the opposite. Yep.
It's because we've been burned, man.
Yep.
All the burning. Hey, do you want to go to Burning Man?
No. Anyway, Jacob, what about you?
Yeah, as I said, I feel nothing but apathy, to be honest. Especially because, this whole thing's retconned anyway because of main series. I think the whole... this is the question that I've been sort of alluding to in the previous issue. What was the point?
Oh, God. Soon enough, I guess. Anyway, I think I'm close to the end, so let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
So later...
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt, but before we do, can we at least appreciate the beauty of that full-page spread as the spirit of Fluttershy consoles a grieving Discord?
Oh, yeah. All right.
Even if I'm not totally a fan of how this all played out, I do love that image.
All right. I'll give you that. And I'll be honest, I'll buy a poster of this without the text and whatnot. Like, just that image there. I'll probably buy a poster of it. That looks awesome.
I don't know. I have a problem here. I mean, I just can't get into the idea that Discord of all people would suddenly think that everybody being different is a bad thing and would want to quote-unquote level the stage, so to speak. Because the only thing that he's ever cared about is shown in the G4... was his own magic and Fluttershy. Oh, and also his own massive ego, which he never got demolished throughout the series, because that same ego got the events of Season 9 triggered, and he never got punished for that. And neither is he getting punished in this series at the end. Like, not even a slap on the wrist.
Probably. But no, well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
As we've seen, that wrist can expand rather far.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in terms of Discord not being in character, I think he kind of is, because what he's doing now is just because of Fluttershy. somebody said mean things about Fluttershy, and he wants to take revenge. And well, the best way that he could do it is through
destroy us all.
Kind of, yeah.
Destroy us all. Destroy us all.
I hit the chicken. Destroy us all.
Oh boy. Yeah, but still, that he thinks that's valid. But so, mm-hmm. But anywho, okay. Anything else, guys? No? Yes?
I got nothing.
I think we've made our pop culture references. Yeah.
All right, then.
Quota for the day.
All right, then. Later on, the gang heads to the lighthouse, assembles the crystal, and the magic is stable, and everybody's having fun. Yay! And the pony there, the unicorn, says, "Oh, how I miss you, my silky smooth mane."
He's using,
using magic
to keep his hair straight.
Yeah, you go. Yep. And later on, Izzy hangs a picture of the gang with Discord at Canterlot, and reminisce about I think her dad going to Canterlot and so on, and she managed to do one of the things that she said to her dad, which is cool. And Sunny apologizes to Izzy about being mean and so on, like about her magic or her in general. They apologize and they hug it out. And after that we see Zip here calling for everyone because they want to make a game where everybody's balanced out for their talent and so on. It's kind of like a soccer game or football game. And they play it out. They test it out and see, and they're having fun. Discord is doing Discord stuff by opening portals, stealing the ball that way, and scoring a goal and so on. Needs work though, but yay, they have a concept. And Pip is recording this and showing how fun everybody's... live streaming this. And showing how awesome it is. And chapter ends. Yay, I guess. So... Jacob, you've been on a roll with this one. So what do you have in mind? What's on your mind?
Well, to turn a little bit back, when Sunny and Izzy are talking again, I mentioned last time when we reviewed issue 8, I said that there was no point of using having the internal conflict throughout the entirety of Discord Dark, because she and Sunny basically talked it out right there, and that was in the flashback. Making this entire thing pointless.
I mean, she could be really, really sorry.
Yeah, really sorry, but they talked it out. Remember what happened when those two Valley girls in the previous issue said they need to talk it out?
It is.
Oh, like, oh my god, am I supposed to do the voice
please
again?
Don't.
No, no.
Like, OMG. They're like totally playing a game where you kick the ball, but you're a horse, so you're like bucking. And if there's a game where you could buck a ball, a buck ball game, if you will, like, oh my god.
That's true. Or maybe, right? They should probably, you know, kind of run around the field and see who's the fastest.
Copyright.
It's like, you want to get sued?
Just like PETA got recently.
Oh,
no. I was like, just like
PETA.
P-E-T-A. PETA, the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals? How'd they get sued?
They draw the main character. Well, they told the quote-unquote truth what happened to the real horse that the character's based on, and they made the depiction of what happened.
With ponies?
I'm gonna have to look this up. I have not heard of this.
To make a long story short, the horse that the character is based on broke her leg, and they had to pull her down. Ooh. And you know what the Peter made?
What? Oh, whatever Peter does is just terrible, I guess.
They made a character on the field with the twisted and broken leg.
God damn it.
Bones and blood and everything showing.
Oh, God. Yep, that's Peter. All right.
And if
I was just talking about...
And if I recall correctly, there's a whole copyright thing where you can't portray the horse girls in any horrible way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't remember. I've heard of it and so on. So, yeah, whatever. But anyway, I was just thinking about Ghost Ship. Like, Ghost Ship, they should probably race with her. It should be fun.
Yeah. But anyway, to the main point that I've been getting through this entire series altogether, it's been real hard for so many reasons. The continuity and consistency altogether on the first two issues was basically what ruined it for me. And after that, it was just waiting to see where the whole thing was going in the end. And so on. Altogether, it's not very satisfying, to be honest.
Yeah. Is that all?
Yeah.
All right. Silver, what about you?
Well, it has been a journey, and unfortunately, so much time has passed that I feel a bit disconnected from that journey. It's an interesting idea, and I really get the sense that the comic staff, were operating in an information void, that they didn't have a lot of solid things to work off of. By the time My Little Pony got a comic series, the show had already been out for 3 seasons.
3 seasons? I thought it was 2.
I thought it was 3. Huh. Because Twilicorn was still... fresh in people's minds and really rowdy, but there was this comic that at least made things more fun for a good while before they introduced Alicorn Twilight.
Alright.
Alicorn Twilight didn't come in until the pirate story.
Alright.
But either which way, so I admit that I'm at this point, right now, where I am, temporarily speaking, I'm out of touch with this particular comic and the feelings it invoked. It does touch on one thing, though. The ponies at G5, very rarely were they the ones to genuinely solve a major problem or overcome a large enemy, like Opaline. Magic became their champion of sorts. And magic, I would argue, is as much a character in G5 as the ponies themselves. But in this case, it's Fluttershy who saved Equestria, again, from Discord by being the most important being to her.
Yeah.
So, as a Fluttershy fan, I cannot claim any genuine disappointment in this.
Yeah, true. I mean, Fluttershy is best.
Fluttershy for best pony.
Oh, she's already best silver. There's no other pony beyond that.
Oh, also, on regards to the comics, Canterlot Wedding came out in April 2012, and the first issue of the comics came out in November 2012. So that's roughly 5 months.
Six. Oh, okay, yeah. So season 2 had wrapped up, but not... Yeah. We weren't quite in the Canterlot... Or we weren't quite in the weeds with Alicorn Twilight yet.
Also, at the same time, too, we also have to realize that the comics probably are being made when probably season 2 started. Probably, give or take, I guess. Finding the right artist.
So they at least have a basis for the characters whereas G5 Comics had to pretty much go without much preamble to get the characters down.
Yeah.
Case in point, Pip in this is consistently the naysayer on A Call to Adventure. She just doesn't want to do it. So, okay, that's her role, but I don't remember her being like that in the show. In the movie, she was mostly just upset about her fame and ruined performance. But I get the feeling that they expanded on that to make her the most resistant to, well, doing much of anything.
Yeah, I guess.
And I will say that...
Sorry, go ahead.
A lot of this comic has featured the cast progressing in spite of themselves. It's not... They're not at the unity part just yet.
Yeah, I feel that because the show feels like everybody has their moment kind of deal. But the problem is, this is an ensemble. Like, the ponies are kind of united doing things to kind of solve the problem. But now, each pony has their own thing. They're doing their own thing to kind of stand out. And I don't know how even describe this. Just that.
Let's do a little compare and contrast. Mm-hmm. I read a book on the psychology of the Justice League comics.
Oh, okay.
Especially the early ones. And one of the key features of why it works so well is each character, there'd be a problem, but they'd all have to split up to solve different elements of it together. Mm-hmm. So Flash would run off and tackle one area conflict, Martian Manhunter to another, Wonder Woman to a third. They'd each get to show their own prowess, and then they'd reconvene to tackle the big threat, the final threat. Now, to apply that idea to the return of Queen Chrysalis. During changeling fights, you get to see each pony do their own style of combat, so to speak. They have a falling out, and there's an entire issue where two pairs play off one another, and then they come back together for the climactic battle. In this one, the ponies are always together. So when one of them is succeeding, they're arguing with or showing up a companion. And that creates a more sense of dissonance than unity or celebration.
Yeah, I see what you mean there. Yeah, and if we're comparing the... Let's just say compared to G4. The way that they dealt with certain problems is like, you pair, and I also see a problem here also, Silver, because we started off with the main six with six ponies, and there's two pairs of them to go for their mission and whatnot, and also tell a story and start a relationship. With this one, it's going to be difficult because it's five. So you can go 2-2, 2-1, and you can make a very interesting story by having one of them go on the adventure alone and having a monologue to themselves. Or you could do 2-3, where you have a third wheel in the story, and that can be very complicated too if they didn't really work the story out.
Well, it could be one of them could talk. The odd one out could be with Discord.
But being in close vicinity with Discord, is it a good idea? I don't know. I mean, it makes sense if Izzy would be communicating with Discord because she's the closest to how Fluttershy fell in Discord's mind.
Well, actually, now we're Well, now we're triggering a story idea. Discord takes Izzy with him to help her understand how better this will be. Izzy says, no, this won't work, and she encourages him to watch her friends deal with the crises. And then Discord can see teamwork in action. There we go. Yeah. That would have been interesting.
Yeah.
So now I'm sad. We've come up with a story that had the potential to be even better.
Yeah, I know. The best of ideas.
Why are we not hired as writers, I tell you?
I know, right? I know.
Probably nepotism. But,
why, gosh darn, why?
Yeah. Yeah, but no.
Have you tried nepotism, the wondrous new feature?
Probably not.
No, but I agree, because when we look at it and when we think about it, because the characters, the comic feels all over the place, and it's only what the quote unquote main plot of the story, if you really look at all the books, is okay. We got book one is just important. Book, I don't remember. That's how bad it is. I don't remember what book is important anymore. It's,
well, let's see here. It was 1, 2, 5, 9, 10, I believe.
1, 2, 5, 9. That's just, oh my god, that's so frustrating. That is, like, frustrating.
It's like, oh my god, you got,
like,
I'm so I got the vapors right now.
Oh my god. No, if that's true, right, Silver, if it takes just 5 issues to deal with this story, they could have done 2 arcs in 5 issues. And if you want to insert slice of life things, you could have done it in an issue, like probably like what G4 did, probably 2, like Zen and the Art of Gazebo, which is, in my personal opinion, the best comic story. And the main character doesn't talk.
Oh,
I find it good.
It's certainly my favorite.
Yeah, mine too. Boy. Dan Silver, final thoughts?
I believe so.
All right, and personally for me, I'll try and be quick. I'm just glad it's done. It took me to a point or a place where I wish that it finished fast, and we didn't have to go through this, because conclusion to the story is, however, the walk to the story was the journey to the story or to the ending is, I don't like it. But the ending is pretty sweet, especially if you're a Fluttershy fan. And just asking, did Discord lose his pinky?
It sure seems that way. There's this panel where he's reaching for Pip and Zip, and
I think we were talking about missing a digit. We had a zoom in on Discord scan. I think it was in issue 2 months back. And I think maybe, hold on, I think I may remember that Izzy found it in Fluttershy's cottage.
Wait, found? Wait, didn't he lose his finger due to in season 9? No? Wait, what? Really?
And also not in the comics.
No digits lost in the show, I believe.
Okay, then. Then this. So let me guess. I think I remember the scene you're talking about, Jacob, where Izzy found a something that I overlooked. Was it that?
Well, she might have found a claw, but did it have flesh attached to it?
sorry, like I, okay, let me double check because I see it now. I found a claw nail. That could be different. That's not the same thing.
I mean, it looks like it.
You know what? I'm not... you know what? I'm not even going to go deep into it. So, yeah, art is okay. Art is fine. Story is serviceable.
Is it serviceable?
We should go faster and make it more... If you take the main story and just leave the, what you call this, fillers, it's serviceable. Needs a lot of reworks to make it work in a five... I won't even say make it work into a five-issue block, because it technically
I
is.
I personally feel that the fillers are more engaging than the main story, or at least one of them is. Can say for the others, considering the blowouts I've listened for the two issues before that.
I don't know, man. The fillers for me are just unmemorable at all. In fact, this whole story is unmemorable. Oh, man. All right.
Sadly, I remember the one that I thought was the weakest comic in all of G5's run.
Yeah, same here.
But that's remembering it for the wrong reasons.
I.
So.
Yeah, so I guess that's the end. Final thoughts, I guess?
I think we already had final thoughts.
That's what I was thinking. Like, we're going on. So, Jacob, you have something to share with us, right? Like, you've been hyping it up for a while now.
You're going to have kind of. To remind me on that, because maybe I've missed something.
Like, we've been asking what you think, and then you say you save it to the
end. No, I already said that way before. The one with Izzy and Sunny making up. Yeah.
Oh, well, okay, what's the point? Yeah, all right, okay. So that's okay.
I do have one thing to close out on, or at least one final thought I'd like to give.
Please go do, sir.
G5, meant to be a sequel to G4, was hamstrung out of the gate in that Discovery Family, formerly known as The Hub, claimed a legal hold on the copyright of the main six and all G4 characters. So... G5 couldn't show them very often. It was a miracle they could even get that Twilight hologram. But IDW had the rights to print or publish both character sets. Ergo, they could have been the bridge between series. And unfortunately, I don't think they leaned into that as much as they could have.
Could it be a mandate from TV saying that, no, you can't do that because it won't be fair to our the TV team, sure. Because they can't have it?
I don't know. I'm not privy to
how much that works because, well... In the what was it? The special issue that came out more recently, Storm over Zephyr Heights. There's a whole lot of G4 going on there, so I'm not sure that holds water. I think at this point,
Now there's a farewell video from Rainbow Dash that at the end.
I think.
So I'm talking about. Really, not just reacting to, but building off of the efforts of the main six. I think that would have made people more receptive to G5.
Yeah, that's true. I think we all agreed that this would have been a interesting discussion to have. I think we already No, we didn't had that discussion, did we? About why she
actually we have work? 2 years ago before we started to review the series.
Did we know? Oh man,
we're gonna.
Wow. Okay. Because I'm thinking.
What?
Yeah, because I'm thinking because like I felt like we had, but I feel like in this new light, I feel like there's more info that we could that I personally could share, knowing what I know now. Because in all reality, or in all honesty, I feel like G5 didn't work just because they were hamstrung by corporate. Like you have so many things that they wanted to do with the show, with by looking at their repertoire. They have the 3D animated series, they had the 2D animated series, which are shorts, and then they had the comic book, which is kind of all over the place in terms of its quality and in terms of its story. And when you put it all together, it doesn't work. And when you really ask, why doesn't it work? Because G4 did it and that worked. What's the difference? Why this didn't work? And the answer that I can come up with is that
and it was
you didn't let it
too
cook.
Much on the predecessor.
That's the problem there too, because like Silver mentioned, Discovery kind of had their claws on the rights for G4 and didn't want to share or play ball, and we're suffering for it. And in all honesty, if they lean on to what Silver mentioned, using G4 in comic form, that could have just bridged the gap, or like still work with their multimedia plan. But I cannot understand why they didn't want to, because they want to do it themselves. They want to quote unquote be the envoy for bridging the story of G4 and G5, but not having them on screen makes kind of the show a bit
okay, 2 points on this. On the first part, the whole series altogether suffers, and we talked about this off-screen about a month ago, because of Patient Zero altogether. Do you still remember what it was?
Mm-hmm.
The Patient Zero is the G5 movie itself, because it sets up the whole thing of being connected to G4, and G4 failing for reasons that are never explained in the movie itself, whether it was supposed to be the main focus, and then they just left everything to be explained by the ones that came after would Make Your Mark and Tell Your Tale. That's one point. But the second point, you can say that corporate interference is responsible for things going bad. Yes, you can say that for the animated series, but you can't say that for the comic series, because there's so many G4 things happening throughout, especially with the Discord arc. And if that was the problem of showing G4 characters in the comic, then they would have been probably shut down a long time ago. So in this case, I think the whole blunder for G5 comics, I'm afraid you have to pin on the writers themselves.
I'm not sure I agree, because I don't know what all's happening behind the scenes. I mean, there are certainly comments from, this didn't work, and here's why. But I'm not going to... I'm not going to assign blame
and then
when I don't have the full story.
Something can throw me into the mouth frothing rage. No.
Yeah,
and you don't get to know which ones photos? Are either. At least not now.
I mean, like I said before, they had an interesting idea. They had an interesting concept, but it feels like interference kind of got in the way and stuff. But there's so much point of contention that we can say because probably the movie was the problem. Why did they start with an undetermined time where magic is not there anymore, and then suddenly we as the fans could probably say, it's 1,000 years after the G4 happened. That makes sense why magic is lost and why everything is kind of different and whatnot. Nope.
Well, no, that's not even the main problem. The main problem is that it's the continuation of G4, but everything that happened in G4 to G5 transition was meaningless. And, well, I don't even know where to start with this whole spaghetti bolognese.
I get what you mean, but at the same time, too, if you push it 1,000 years, 10,000 years, that could have been easily swept under the rug. And the idea there for future pony problem or pony story is to tell what happened,
well,
why this happened, and discover it from there via their show,
it's not even
comic
that.
Books or shorts.
I mean, the easiest way to fix all of this would just not make it a continuation of G4 at all. Like, sure, you can have references in the background, like Sunny still having the toys that look like like the main six, and everybody would probably okay with that. But don't make it the future don't make it the distant future where everyone failed in the past of a series that everybody loves and had a happy ending. Don't do that. If they just removed that and made it its own series with its own characters, sure, have the whole idea that magic existed in the past, but now it's gone and trying to bring it back. But don't make it relate to G4. That would have solved the whole problem.
Silver? Do you agree with this?
Well, I do think that it may have been the better choice to give it a fresh start, just a new world. I don't know if it would go any better. Here's one thing that, unfortunately, G5 had against it, and no matter what we change, it will never go away. Nobody had expectations for G4. Or, perhaps more accurately, they had negative expectations. So G4 took everybody by surprise. Now, no matter what series comes out, it's going to have to break free of G4's shadow. Or at least try to rise up to that level. But now there's expectation, there's hype, there's anticipation. And unfortunately, that's really, 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 really hard for anyone to overcome.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. It's like playing Call of Duty 4 for Modern Warfare for the first time, and oh my god, this is awesome, and you playing Modern Warfare 2 and saying, wow, this is great, and then suddenly playing Black Ops, and then like, oh, that's what I what? Yeah,
but like I say, I do think that starting from zero or starting a new universe altogether probably would have spared it a lot of the harsher comparisons or the feeling that, they undid what Twilight did, what Twilight accomplished. But at the same time, sometimes, how do I put this? so many shows that have tried to build off legacies have had to say, well, then things went bad right after we cut away from the old show. And that really upsets people. But it's true that progress is not linear. We regress. We miss the mark. We try again. Hopefully, we get it right in time.
I see the point that Jacob's putting out here. And yeah, I agree with it at some points. But at the same time, too, I understand why Hasbro decided to go with the thing that they did. Because brand recognition, you already have that fan base. You already have those people who are really big fans. Like, some of them are dropping off, warranted, yes. But you still have those fans. And you want them to come... carry over. You want them to be a fan of this one too. Like, I'm sure they know who Silver is. I'm sure they know who I am, and I'm sure they know who the rest of the fandom is. And they want us to go like it. They want us to love it. And when the movie came out with what they showed us, it was fun. It was exciting. We got to see the main six for a bit in toy imagination form, in toy form. Yeah, that was awesome. And we got the movie. And how do I put this in a way that it sounds fair and not biased? I don't think I can. The G5 movie is comparing themselves with G4 movie. And when we saw G4 for the first time, the movie in theaters for the first time, it was in 2D or semi-2D, but it was animated like a 2D show. The songs were good. The characters most were memorable. Even the villains, like Kepper. Yeah, most. But we got what? Kepper, the cat? Something like that. Most. And then we also got Tempest. Yeah. We got her too. So it was like a bunch of awesome things. And then you got your quote-unquote celebrity cameos, like Sia, who was
Songbird Serenade.
I don't know her name, but yeah, we got her. Yeah, we got Songbird, and we got and that was awesome. And then when it comes to G5, the songs were okay. They're not the best, but they're okay. The animations are in 3D now, and we all had our qualms with 3D animation in terms of movies. It was serviceable, not bad. And we had name star actors playing roles. Like Hitch. Hitch is the same guy that played in Sonic. He was the sheriff.
I forget his name.
And then I forgot too. And then we got what? The deputy? Who was he?
Sprout?
Yeah, Sprout. He was a comedian actor. I think he was in... I forgot. But yeah, he was pretty good. So my point is that comparing those two, I personally like G4 movie better. But at the same time, too, you could say that's not fair because the G4 movie had a lot of baggage or a lot of history behind it. You know who the characters are. That's why you love it. True. I'm not even denying that. And when you say G5 has its moments, but when you compare both movies, I still like G4 better.
Mm. Anyway. Which is kind of funny. I'm more a fan of the G5 movie. We could.
Oh, really?
We could talk strengths and weaknesses until we're blue as Rainbow Dash.
Oh, really? Now that's fascinating. What about G5? Do you like
or the bluer? Well, that essentially, by having celebrities voice the main characters, suddenly the focus gets to be on them. Whereas in the G4, I feel like you were trying to follow the ponies, but you had to force in all these extra cameos. And so things got diluted. And as a result, only the loudest characters got to really have a presence. Unfortunately, that does not include my two faves, Applejack and Fluttershy.
The difference between celebrity cameos in the movies, unless they're really obvious about it.
They were, but problem is,
and how could you forget the funniest character, greatest of all time, Grubber.
Oh, yeah, Grubber. You see, I forgot about Grubber, but I also remember the parrot.
Solana.
Pirate person. Parrot. What was her name? Yeah, Captain. She's Gamora.
Well, anywho, this could be a discussion all its own in good time.
No, wait, not post-mortem. What's the word? I'm looking for
the arc review, the final thoughts on the whole shebang.
Post series review part 2
of
G5 in general.
Comic or of G5 in general?
Because
considering what we've been talking, actually.
Yeah, Norman, I think it's better that you tell the viewers the future plans regarding the G5 series.
I don't know, man. Like, they can probably guess. They can probably guess. Yeah, but nah, I'm going to keep that close to the chest about it right now, because I don't want to promise anything, because who knows, we might do stuff later on. Stuff.
I like the stuff. What are you gonna do with the stuff?
But anywho.
All this stuffy stuff.
I'm guessing we're done here, so let's wrap it up. If you guys have any questions, concerns, or suggestions for the show, you can contact us at themissionjimmy.com. You can also reach us on the Twitter. The show's Twitter account is at the MBS Show, and my personal Twitter account is at Norman Sanzo. Silver, where can the good people find you?
On YouTube, Blue Sky, DeviantArt, Twitter, and Patreon under MLP Silver Quill. And of course, if you do a search for Silver Quill after the fact, that's another way to find me.
Awesome. Go do so, guys.
You can find me with DeviantArt under the username Jaka von Todkar, under the Twitter username Tales of the Ashes. If you're interested in reading the story Tomar Rising, you can find it on filmfiction.net. And if you're interested in reading an original story featuring anthropomorphic animals in medieval fantasy setting called Tales of the Ashes, you can find it on the talesoftheashes.com. And at the moment, the site is still down, but I hope in the future it gets fixed.
Awesome. Go do so, guys. Also, please subscribe, rate us on iTunes, YouTube. Don't forget to press the bell icon to stay up to date. And links are in the show notes. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/MBSshow. With every support, you get a week's early access to review discussion podcasts, exclusive and deleted content. And a huge thank you from me. Thank you for the thank yous. I would like to thank Jacob, Lucky Knight, and also Master Black. Thank you so much, guys. You are great. So just in case we don't see you near the end of the year, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you guys. See ya.
More than anything, I wish everyone a very boring 2026. I feel like we've had enough interesting times. It's time for a little boredom.
Yeah, and I hope...
I kind of agree and disagree at the same time too. Like, I want some excitement. I want to be amazed and wooed and ah. Yes, that's what I want.
Yeah, but we usually end up with more ooh, ah.
Oh, that kind of ooh and ah. No, I don't want that.
Exactly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I hope also that next year there's a lot less wrench throwing into the mechanism, so we can try to maybe expand the community further than before.
Yep. Hoping for that too. Anyway, bye bye.
Adios. The button is still broken. Funny enough, though, I'm working on a new soundboard, so maybe I can get another version of that.
To get fixed, because I'm pretty sure you guys are sick and tired of listening to me singing the tune.
Oh, I'm sure we will work with it.